Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chulin Daf Nun Hei. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn our attention to Daf Nun Hei, today's shiur begins in the middle of Nun Hei Omed Aleph. You'll notice a two dots in the middle, Nital Hatchol. The Mishnah had mentioned that if an animal is lacking its tchol, sometimes translated as spleen, the animal is kosher. We will discuss the din of Rav Avira. You'll notice in the outside margin of our daf, the Shas Ozer that appears on your screen, which is the cornerstone of our marking system, we have written a topic heading, which appears often as new topics arise, and at times when necessary, we also provide structural notes called Mivneh. In this case, under our Nosei topic heading in the outside margin, we've written Dino Shorab Avira, Nike Vatchoil, Trefa. If an animal has a tchol, but it has a hole in it, the hole renders the animal a trefa. So we have an interesting setup. The Mishnah declares that a lacking tchol, the animal is kosher. However, an animal that has a tchol, but a hole in it, that is a trefa. That's as far as Rav Avira is concerned. Amar Rav Avira, Mishmei de Rava, Loi Shanu Elo Nital. The teaching of the Mishnah that the animal is kosher, that is given that the animal's lacking a tchol. Nital means it's been removed, it's not there. Avol Nikev Trefa. If the animal has a tchol, but it has a hole in it, that is cause of trefus. Mosiv Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin, Vitemo Rabbi Yossi bar Zavida. Rabbi Yossi raises an objection to Rabbi Avira. We have a Tanaic source. It says, Chotech me'ubar shebeme'eho muter v'achila. If you had an animal that was pregnant, and one inserted his arm with a knife and cut the fetus and left the cut pieces inside, and then shechted and slaughtered the mother. The fetus that has been cut will be mutter to eat. However, choteich, if someone had cut, the word chotech is not written here, but it's understood because the beginning of this Tanaic source, the word chotech, we read as if there's a colon after it, so that the chotech goes on this case too, min hatchol u'min hakloyos. If the tchol, or the kloyos, sometimes translated as kidneys, one had cut them, these inner organs, osur v'achila, the organs, we're talking about organs of the mother, these are usur to eat. In other words, the shechita of the mother will not enable one to eat these pieces. We can say at this point that this idea of chotech min hatchol is the equivalent of nikev, the equivalent of making a hole. Just like in the case of a hole, there is something cut away from it, so too over here. Now, we infer from this source that after having been told that the pieces are usur, in other words, the shechita of the mother does not enable the pieces of tchoil and kloyos to be eaten, ha behemo gufo sharia, but the mother itself is mutter, the mother meaning the animal itself whose tchoil or kloyos were cut, the animal, though, remains unaffected. It's just those organs will not be allowed to be eaten. Now, notice we have dashed, underlined this expression, ha behemo gufa sharia. Previously, we had dashed underlined nikev trefa. Behemo gufa sharia means the animal is mutter. Before, when Rav Avira introduced his din, he mentioned a toe with a hole in it renders the animal itself a trefa. Hence, we have a kasha on Rabbi Avira from the inference drawn from this source. Two answers. Hu hadin da'afilu behemo nami asira. In other words, don't draw this inference. Just like the pieces inside the mother usher, inside the animal are usher, the whole animal, in fact, is usher as well. Aidi detana resha muter bachila. Since the resha, the first part of the source, spoke about the pieces of embryo as being muter bachila, being allowed to be eaten through the shechita of the mother, Tonanami Seifa, Osir Bachila the Seifa, wanted to focus on a contrasting case of pieces, in this case organ pieces, that those pieces are Osir Bachila, but not for the sake of inferring that the host animal, the mother, the animal itself would be mutter. No, the animal itself is also Osir. The Iboy Seimo, a second approach. Nikev l'chud v'nechtach l'chud. In other words, Rav Avira spoke about a hole in the tchol. A hole renders it trefa. However, cutting it, called slicing it, does not render it a trefa. So Rav Avira's din of trefa regards a hole, and the Tanaic sources reference to a cutting is a slicing of it, and hence the animal is mutter. Continuing in the Gemara, we have a new topic. The Mishnah mentioned nitlu hakloyos kosher. If an animal's kloyos are missing, the animal is still kosher. The nosei topic heading on the outside margin reads as follows. Dinoi shel rochish bar papa. Rochish bar Papa introduces a halacha, loksa the kuya trefa. If the kuya is sickly, and we'll see Rashi explains on loksa the kuya, we say afflicted, it means it's full of pus, mugla, pussy substance. Now, the Gemara. Omar Rochish bar Papa, mishmei the Rav. Loksa bakuyo achas trefa. If an animal's kidney, if we assume that the kulyo is a kidney, and Rashi learns here that the Gemara making a reference to one kidney, and certainly if both were affected with this pus accumulation, that renders the animal a trefa. Amri b'marava. It was explained in Eretz Yisrael. Fahu dematoi lakusa lemokoin charitz. The ability or the phenomenon of trefus as a result of pus, it will take place or it happens only if the pus reached what's called the mokom charitz. The word charitz in general would be a type of fold or depression, a rill. So the Gemara itself asks, Mokom Charitz Hecha, where is this Mokom Charitz that is, we'll say, so sensitive to the pus? Answer, Chivra Detusi Mosni. For this, we would highly recommend having access to a book of illustrations. The recommended book is the Sichas Chulin, authored by Amitai Ben David. The book is a book containing numerous illustrations covering the entire Masechta, and primarily the third perek, this perek of Elu Trefus, the illustrations are very necessary. As far as this particular issue is concerned, the Mokom Charitz that's located where there's, as the Gemara says, Chivra is a white tissue matter, Tusi Masni. Rashi explains that there's a confluence of of Gidin that are over there, tubes or sinews that are located there, and that's basically in the middle of this particular organ. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rav Nechunya, Shaltinu Lekulu Trufoi de Marova. I asked all of the experts on Treifus. These are people that render legal decisions concerning issues of Treifus. These are in Eretz Yisrael, the Trufi de Marova. Marova is Eretz Yisrael. The Omru Li, and these More Hora, these people who paskin shailas, who issue legal rulings on Treifus, told me, Hilchaso Kirochish Bar Papa, that we adopt his approach, that namely Loksa Bakuya renders it a Treifa, the less Hilchaso Kirav Avira. And Halacha will not follow Rav Avira, who spoke about a toll that was Nikev, was penetrated. He had ruled that the animal is a Treifa. We will not. Velo amoron ella bekulshe. The rejection of Avira, namely, we'll call it a leniency, the leniency that we are talking about. This is true only if the hole is in the thin part of the tol. Avo besumche trefa. If there's a hole in the thick part of the tol organ, it will be rendered a trefa. The e ishtayer be kuvi dinerzov kshera. If the hole doesn't penetrate and it leaves a thickness of tol without hole, in other words, if let us say there was some something that had penetrated the tol but not completely, leaving a thickness of unpenetrated tol matter, thickness of a dinar zav, it's a type of coin with a known thickness, so kshera, the tol will be kosher even though there is the beginning of a hole in the thick part of the tol. It's not just the beginning, but it's an almost through and through hole. However, it didn't go all the way through, and as we said, it left there remained a thickness of dinar of tol that was not penetrated. That would be kosher. Amri b'marova. It was said in Eretz Yisrael, a type of rule called a poisel berea kosher b'kulya. Anything that would render a lung unfit or ruined is acceptable with regard to the kulya. Sharei nekev posel bereya, the kosher bekulya. A hole in the lung renders the animal a trefa. A hole in the kulya does not render it trefa. The kosher kain hecha de kosher bereya, kosher bekulya. If we just got finished saying that something that passels the rea is kosher by the kulya, something that would be kosher by the rea would certainly be kosher by the kulya. Maskif lo Rav Tanchuma challenges what we just said by asking uklolahu, is this an accurate, reliable rule? Vare mugla, the issue of pus accumulation. The kosher berea uposel bakuya. We just got finished suggesting that if something was kosher berea, it certainly would be kosher by kulya, and you can navigate in this piece of Gemara with the following the underlined expressions. Here you see something kosher berea and is posel by the kulya. There's another few words that are added, but Rashi himself doesn't have an explanation for it. He says he doesn't know what the question is here. We'll read the words, but we are not going to elaborate. Varemayim zakin tiksherim hocha v'hocha. The main point right now is, when you look at mugla, you see that it's kosher by the rea and yet posel by the kulya. Whereas the rule that was said in Ma'arova suggested that if something would be kosher by the rea, then it certainly would be acceptable by the kulya. Elo Omar Ravashi. Ravashi now addresses what we were just trying to do, namely comparing different organs, and he says, Trefos komedames lahadodi. Are you trying to compare different kinds of trefos in different organs one to the other? Ein omrim betrefos zu dome lezu. In the realm of trefos, one does not compare. Share, we know that chotcha mikan umesa, chotcha mikan v'choisa. This is an expression that we've seen earlier in this perek, where we know that if you cut the, you can actually cut a limb lower down on the limb. This, in the case we had learned on the in the previous citation of this, you can cut into the tzomas hagidin, which is a lower part of the leg of an animal, and render it trefa. Whereas if you cut into the leg of the animal at a higher point in it, it won't render it trefa. In other words, we can say that the rules of trefas don't conform to what would appear on a superficial level, on a logical basis. So therefore, what you say with regard to one organ cannot be used as information to determine what should be the case with regard to another organ. We made reference to Mayim Zakin, two lines above, the line that we didn't explain, as being kosher, both in the Rea and the Kuya. Here, the Gemara qualifies this issue. Mayim Zakin, we'll have to say, has to do with water that's located in these organs. Lo Amoron, we are qualifying what we said about it being kosher, lo Amoron elo detzili. It is kosher if the water that's accumulated in these organs, the Rea and the Kuya, is if it's clear water. Aval Akiri, trefa. If the water that is accumulated in the rea or kuya is akiri, murky, then it's trefa. The chitzili nami lo amoron, the ruling of it being kosher with clear water, this is true, elo delo sariach, provided that the water is not smelly. Aval sariach, if it's foul odored, then trefa. Hakuya shehiktina. Now the Gemara continues a discussion concerning a kuya, but from a different vantage point. This is talking about a kuya that shrunk. B'daka ad kepul. Daka being a small type of creature, a sheep or goat, then if it shrinks to the size of a pool is a type of bean or a pea, then we would have a problem. Begasa ad kanova beinonis. With a behemoth gasa, this is it becomes a problem if it shrinks down to the size of an average grape. The parentheses section, the Marshal skips, and we will also. Nitla ho'em shela. The Mishnah spoke about an animal, a female animal, whose uterus was missing. Tana. The Tanaic source mentions that the uterus has several names. He ho'em, he tirpachas, vehi shalfuchis. These are three different names for the same organ. V'charusa bidei shamayim kshera. Mishnah mentioned that if an animal's lungs became hardened because of some type of natural phenomenon, the animal is kosher. Tonu rabbonan. Here we have a Tanaic source dealing with the issue of charusa. Hei zohi charusa, kol shetzomka rea shela. An animal whose lung has tzomka would mean it shriveled up. It Rashi says it dried out. Bidei shamayim kshera, bidei odom trefa. If the reason for it drying out or hardening is something that's bidei shamayim, Rashi mentions something like a thunderclap or the sound of hail. That's not going to affect the animal. Bidei Odom, however, if an animal, let's say, was frightened by a person, that kind of hardening of lung won't become restored, and hence trefa. Rabbi Shimon Elozer Omer, af bidei kol habrios. Even through fright that comes about through different creatures, like a lion's roar. Now, what is Reb Shimon ben Elazar going on? Reb Shimon ben Elazar, a reisha koi lekula? Is he a comment that's adding to the reisha? The reisha spoke about tzomka bidei shemayim as being kosher, and we explained bidei shemayim things of a natural phenomenon like thunder and hail. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar is adding to that list, meaning fright that the animal experienced through other creatures as well would be kosher. The Gemara goes on, oi a seifa koi luchumra, or it could be that Reb Shimon ben Elazar is a comment on the seifa that spoke about charusa or tzomka through bidei adam that renders it treifa, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar would be coming to add to that, not just bidei adam, but even through a lion's roar as well would cause it to be treifa. Toshma desanya, we have a Tanaic source, and you'll see the conclusion is luchumra, that he, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, is coming to add to reasons for charusa being classified as treifa. The source says charusa bidei adam treifa. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer af bidei kol habrios. So you think he's adding. You can see when he says af, even bidei kol habrios, through other creatures other than man, if they cause the animal a sense of fright and hence its lungs contracted and became dried and hard, that too would cause it to be treifa. Rabba bar Chana have a ka'ozel b'madbara. Rabba was going on his way in the desert. Ashka chano dichri. He noticed some dichri or rams, and apparently he shechted the rams. The tzomik reyaditu, and their lungs had contracted and dried out. Also shobei medrasha. He came with this as a shaila, as a question to the base medrash amrulei, and they told him, as far as these dried lungs are concerned, we're going to run a test. And depending on the outcome, we'll be able to tell you whether it's treifa or not. And the test depends on what season you're going to run the test. So you'll notice the next couple of lines, we have underlined the word bekaito, and two lines later, besisfa. Kaito would translate as summer, sisfa would translate loosely as the cold season. So bekaito, icy, mishichli, chivri, in the summer, if you have a shaila concerning dried ram lungs, so in the summer, we tell you to bring, icy, bring, mashichli, or bowls, chivri, of white, chivri is white earthenware bowls, white clay bowls. Umalinu, mayo, kariri, and fill them with cold water. The anchinu me'es le'es, and then place the dried lungs in this water. Ihadron baryon, if they become restored to what would appear to be healthy lungs, bidei shemayim hi ukshera, then whatever caused the lungs to contract was something that's bidei shemayim and it's kosher. Ve'ilo, if they don't get restored to their original lungness, then treifa. Then the animal is a treifa because its lung contraction must have happened through something like bidei adam. Besisva, if you have encountered, let's say, dried animal lungs in the cold season, then icy mishichli shechumi, bring a basin of a dark color, could be black colored basin, umalinu maya pshuri, and fill it with lukewarm water, the anchinu meisleis, and leave the lungs in there for 24 hours, I hadra baraya kshera, if they become restored to their original lung-like texture, then the animal is kosher, v'lo, if after these 24 hours the lungs don't get restored to the way they were originally, then treifa. Hagluda. Regarding gluda, gluda is a situation where the animal is alive, but it doesn't have skin on it. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir, machshir v'chachomim poslim. Here we have a machlokas tanayim. And the Gemara introduces a Tanaic source with a similar machlokas tanayim in it. Tonu rabbonon, hagluda, Rabbi Meir, machshir v'chachomim poslim. Before we go further in the Gemara, we should take advantage of our topic heading to Nosei, which we've entitled mentioned in the outside margin of the Nosei Gluda, Ma Shitas Rav Shimon Elazar. One point that we'll have to deal with is what is his shita on the topic, and two, Nishtayer Bo Kisela Kshera. If skin, the size of a sela coin, remains, then the animal is kosher. And what the Gemara will try to find out is Efo al Gufo Nishar, where on its body is this sela amount of skin that remains. The feeling is that if there remains a sela amount of skin, in time it will regenerate itself. So as we continue in the Gemara, Hagluda, Rabbi Meir Machshir, V'chacham and Poslin, we have this Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Meir says Gluda is not reason for concern, and the Chachamim say it is considered a trefa. Ukvar heid Elozer Safra V'yochanan ben Gudgada al Hagluda Shepsula. We have these two figures telling us that they have a tradition, or they testify that they are, that Gluda is Pusel. Amar Shimon ben Elozer Chazar bo Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer says that Rabbi Meir retracted. In other words, if he was presented as saying kosher, he no longer would say that gluda is kosher. Well, from this expression of Rav Shimon Elazar, this is chozar bo Rabbi Meir, michlal, Rav Shimon Elazar polig Rabbi Meir begluda. It must be that he understood originally Rabbi Meir was arguing regarding the gluda. Well, And we're working right now within Rav Shimon Elazar, that according to Rav Shimon Elazar, at one point Rabbi Meir had disagreed with the Rabbanan. V'hatanya, we have the following source that says, Omer Rav Shimon Elazar, Lo nechliku Rabbi Chachomim al Hagluda Shepsula. So you can see right away that Rav Shimon ben Elazar feels that the Rabbi Meir and the Chum did not argue regarding the Gluda, that it's possible. Who fired Rabbi Oshaya ben Osh, Rabbi Yudah Abasam. Abasam is one who sold spices. Rabbi Yudah, the spice seller. Now, so these people, Rabbi Oshaya ben Osh, Rabbi Yudah Abasam, was made Lifnei Rabbi Akiva Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. He said over in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, ala gluda shepsula, that the gluda is to be viewed as posel. Then nishtayer bo kisela kshera, if a sela amount of skin remains on the animal, sela we mentioned is a size of a certain coin with a known size. If that amount of skin remains, it's kosher. The question right now is, we saw before that according to Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim originally argued. According to this source, you have Rabbi Shimon Elazar himself saying that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim don't argue concerning Gluda, and both agree that it's puzzle. Omar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, my lo nechliku. What does lo nechliku mean when you see it in this source? Lo omad Rabbi Meir b'mach lukoso, that Rabbi Meir did not maintain the machlokes. What does that tell us? That as far as Rav Shimon ben Elazar is concerned, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and that which Rav Shimon ben Elazar here is saying lo nechliku simply means that they did not remain in that controversy. That's lo omad Rabbi Meir b'machlokos. So he did not maintain, he didn't continue holding that way, but rather eventually there was a point at which he agreed. But what you see here is that there had been a point of disagreement. Later on, he changed his mind. Omar Mor. We have a quote from that which was mentioned just two lines above regarding the gluda. It said, "Im nishtayer bo kisela kshera." If a kisela, amount of sela, was a type of coin, if that quantity of skin remained on the animal, we can say that it's kosher. The Gemara now asks, "Hecha, where must this remnant amount of skin be found?" Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, "Al Pnei Hashedra Kula." This should be found along the spine, so that even though the rest of the animal's body has been stripped of its skin, if there is if skin remains along the spine, it's kosher. Now, Rav Shmuel said along the entire spine. Ibayalaho, the orech v'kotin, are we talking about a strip of skin that may be very narrow? The chimitzaref lo have kisela. If you were to take that thin strip of skin that runs along the spine and then curl it up, and it would then have a sela quantity. Is that what's referred to here? Oidilma, or possibly barochav sela alpenei hashedra kula. The strip of skin can't be just a fine, narrow strip, but rather it has to have a width, a strip having the width of a sela running all the way along the spine. So the question is, then, when the source says kisela, and Shmuel says along the spine, how much really is necessary? Toshma, the Porish Rav Noroi Mishmei de Shmuel, Berochav kisela alpenei kol shedra kula. So he would answer like the second possibility that was presented in the question. Rabo Babachan Omar, we have little numbers in the Gemara because as we go along in the Gemara, there are numerous shitas, numerous ideas concerning the location of the sela amount of skin. So Rabo Babachan Omar, Roshe Prokim. Rashi explains a few lines up. Roshi Prokim bechol pirkei chliosel va'atzomos hashok va'yerech bo'inon shiur kisela. In all the joints along the spine and the joints in the thigh and the calf of the foot, the shok and the yerech have to have skin there the size of a sela. So that even though over the rest of the body there is no skin, provided that there is skin at these roshei prokim, it can be considered kosher. A third approach, Reb Elozer ben Antignus, Mishum Reb Elozer Reb Yanai, Omar, Mokom Tiburo. The amount of the sela skin that must remain on the animal to enable us to consider it kosher, it's got to be the tiburo. Tiburo is sometimes referred to as the navel, or we could say at the midsection of the animal. Boy, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel, nital al pene kol hashedra v'kulo kayam. What would be the halacha if the skin was removed from only along the spine, but there is skin on the rest of the animal? This question is asked in light of what was mentioned before, that skin along the spine is a saving feature. Let's say that very feature is lacking, but there is skin over the rest of the body. Number two, notal mokom tiburo v'kulo kayam. Number three, nitlu roshi prokim v'kulo kayam mai. So these other examples are along the same lines as what we described before as the saving features regarding the respective opinions. Let us say the saving features are actually lacking, but the rest of the body has skin. So that number two is there was skin removed from the tibor area, but the skin does cover the rest of the body. And the number three issue is where there is no skin on the joints that are required to have skin, but on the rest of the body there is skin. What's the din then? Teku. This remains unresolved. Omar Rav, kol ha'or kulo matzil begluda. Chutz me'or beis ha'prosis. What Rav is saying, wherever skin remains, the size of a sela, that will save the animal from treifus. This is true with regard to the whole body, except for chutz me'or beis haproses, except for the skin that's around the area of the foot or the hooves of the animal. The reason for that is because the or there is very soft, and hence it doesn't have the status of or that would. So that would, if it had, would save the animal from being glued up. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu or beis haproses nami matzil. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav and says that even the or beis haproses, this is the skin, the animal skin around the feet area, will save. Ba mine Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Asi asked a question. Rabbi Yochanan or beis haproses mashi atza begluda. The topic that we just got finished discussing, he asks as a question: does the or the skin of the lower foot area serve as skin to prevent gluda from setting in? Omar le matzil. So Rabbi Yochanan answers Rav Asi's question, says it does, it's effective. Omar le, so Rav Asi responds, the Madatona Rabbeinu, you taught us the following source, Elu Shorosein Kibesorom. The topic here is deals with creatures whose skin, their oros, are like their bosar, will have the same din as the meat. So that is, there are those like that. And that includes or beis haproses, the skin that's around the legs of the animal. So you see from here that the skin that's around the legs is, we said, orosen kibesoron, that the skin is like their flesh. So it would not have the status of being considered or. This is then a kashin Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that or beis haproses functions as or and saves it from becoming a gluda. Here you have or beis haproses referred to, and it says that it has the status of flesh, of meat, and not the status of or. So, that being said, it couldn't then serve as a mahatzola for the animal from gluda. Omar lay. So the Rabbi Yochanan, who was being challenged over here by Rav Asi's last point, Rabbi Yochanan responds and says, "Al takniteni, don't attempt to infuriate me or ask on me from the source that you just quoted. Shebaloshon yochid ani sheina oisav. I teach that source as being authored by an individual opinion, and the Chachomim would disagree." And therefore, you're raising a kasha on my teaching from a shitas yochid is not a strong question, and you shouldn't have asked it. So he says, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says here, don't al takniteni shebaloshen yochid ani shoyin esav. Desanya. So what we're looking for now in this following Tanaic source, which, by the way, continues till the Mishnah on Nun Vav Amid Aleph, we are looking to see a reference made to the or beis haproses, and that reference should be made by only one opinion. And as we scan the source ahead of time, you can see we've underlined the name Rabbi Shimon, and we've dashed underlined the expression or beis haproses. So we will see that categorizing the or beis haproses like the flesh of the animal, as opposed to classifying it as skin, that's a shitas yochid. Now we look at the whole source. This source deals with korbanos, and it says Hashochid es ha'ilo lahaktir kezayis me'or shel tachas ha'alyo chutz l'mkomo posel the ein bo kores. Every person shechs a korban ola with the intention of offering on the fire an aleph quantity of skin from the area that's was tachas ha'alyo under the fat tail of the sheep, and he offers it with an intention, he shechts the animal with the intention of offering this skin, chutz limakomo, he plans to offer it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, posel v'ein bo kori. So this kind of thought will render the animal unfit, the render it posel as a korban, but there's no koreis. Chutz lizmano, pigu v'chavmo koreis. If a person shechts a korban ola with the intention of eating an olive quantity of the skin that's under the fat tail, chutz l'mekomo, we mentioned chutz lizmano. If one does it with an intention of eating it outside the appropriate time frame, pigul v'chalavim of koreis, it becomes pigul. The animal becomes pigul, and one for eating it, there would be a koreis penalty. Eliezer ben Yehuda ish ivlim. Ish ivlim is the name of a place. Ivlim. Omar mishum Rabbi Yankiv. V'chein hoya Rav Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar ikus. Omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. A lot of names over here, but for our purposes, we've underlined the main focus of our discussion, that the following is said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Echod or Beis HaProses. We've dashed underlined or Beis HaProses because this is the focus of our attention right now. The skin that's on the legs of the animal. Echod or we mentioned echod or beis haproses, v'echod or harosh shel egel harach, v'echod or shel tachas ha'alyo, all different kinds of special case skins. We have or that's or harosh of the skin called skin head, the skin of the head of an egel harach, a young calf, and the or that's under the fat tail. And the final clause here was v'chol shemonu chacham gabi tuma elu shorusein kibesoron, all those who were mentioned in the context of skin being metama like flesh, that's what's meant here of v'chol shemonu chacham gabi tuma elu shorusein kibesoron. And even though we made reference already to the or tachas ha'alya, this expression is the havi to come to include or beis haboishes, the skin that's found in the gender area. Chutz lemakoma, and the or beis haboishes, Rashi points out, is that up till now we may have been referring to a male animal. This is the skin that's of the gender area of the female animal. So that if one offers shechs it with the intention of offering it chutz l'mkomo, posel v'ein bo kores, chutz lizmano, pigul v'chayovin olav kores. The main point to review that this source was brought in was to show that the attitude toward or beis haproses being considered as non-skin, but rather orosen kibasaron, that is the opinion of a Shitas Yochid. As we saw in this elaborate source, we saw only Rabbi Shimon holds like that, that the Or Beis HaProses is considered like the flesh of the animal. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.